USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A Wendy's has been torched and 36 people were arrested in riots in Atlanta on Saturday night. The 1,000 or so protesters were angry about a white Atlanta police officer shooting and the killing of a black man in the restaurant parking lot late on Friday. The officer has been fired and the police chief has resigned. Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar.
It's again a reminder that police officers can't continue to be judge, jury, and executioner.
The officer is identified as Garrett Rolfe. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms says she doesn't believe the shooting was justified. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott on NBC's Meet the Press.
I certainly think the mayor decided to fire the officer, have the chief resign in order to perhaps quell the response from the community.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
COVID-19 cases are on the rise as states continue reopening. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb tells CBS's Face the Nation there is a way to stop the new cases from increasing.
We all expected that as we reopened, we were going to see an uptick in cases. So in some respects, we shouldn't be surprised by this. I think the challenge for these states is that they aren't able to trace it back to a certain set of sources or activities, so they can't take targeted measures. What we're going to have to do going forward is take targeted mitigation steps to try to contain these outbreaks.
Some companies received millions of dollars in federal loans amid COVID-19, but White House advisor Larry Kudlow tells CNN,
insofar as naming each and every company, I don't think that promise was ever made, and I don't think it's necessary. I think what is necessary is to make sure that the legalities were observed, that the process of credit and lending was observed.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The deputy mayor of Wenling City, Zhu Minglian, said that the cause of the explosion is still under investigation. The U.S. House Majority Whip talks about the future of policing in America. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
South Carolina Democratic Congressman James Clyburn says the role of police has to be appropriate for the time we live in, but he says he is not in favor of defunding police.
We can restructure police forces. Reimagine policing. That is what we're going to do.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Clyburn said he didn't grow up fearing the police, but now he does fear them. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At least 19 people died and more than 172 were injured after a gas tanker exploded on a Chinese highway. The truck was transporting liquefied gas between the cities of Ningbo and Wenzhou. It exploded while exiting a highway in the city of Wenling on Saturday afternoon. It shut down traffic in both directions. Portions of the truck were blasted into nearby buildings, and that caused them to collapse. Local officials said people still remained missing, and rescue efforts are still underway. Nearly 100 fire engines from different regions were dispatched to the scene. Around 450 rescuers from different regions were deployed to search the collapsed buildings for survivors. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.